I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It is Thursday, and that means NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is with us for Political Corner.
I'm joined now by Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in the 2000 presidential campaign. Ms. Brazile now runs her own political consulting firm in Washington. And we're joined by Reverend Joseph Watkins. He's a member of the government relations firm at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. Reverend Watkins was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Donna, Joe Watkins, what do you think about Deval Patrick? Now we have a black governor, the second black governor, I suppose, since Reconstruction. But almost nobody pays attention to this fact. He doesn't get the kind of celebration that attended Doug Wilder when Wilder was governor of Virginia. What's going on, Donna Brazile?
Well, I think Deval took over the Commonwealth of Massachusetts at a time when the state is having some difficulty with its budget. He has tried to put in place, new people to get the state back on its feet. And I think with the revelation recently regarding Deval's interference of, perhaps making a phone call on behalf of a former client, he got into a little controversy. And just recently, his wife, First Lady Diane Patrick, the governor's office announced in a statement that she's being treated for exhaustion and depression. The governor also announced that he will work on a flexible schedule for the next couple of weeks in order to spend more time with his family. He has delegated some of his duties to the Lieutenant Governor Tim Murphy and, of course, the cabinet.
Well, now, Joe, according to this study by the University of North Carolina, he's the most powerful governor in the country because Democrats control both the governorship and the state house for the first time in 16 years, making it a veto-proof majority in case he wants to get any legislation, any budget through the legislature. But at the moment, it doesn't seem to make a difference if he's not there, if he's dealing with personal problems.
There's no doubt about that, and he has to get past his personal problems, of course, so that he can get on track with being the governor of Massachusetts. And also there's the added pressure on him, of course, of being in a situation where he has this veto-proof majority in the legislature, in both chambers. There's going to be a lot of pressure on him to really show what he has accomplished in the 4 years that he's been governor.
Well, Donna, let's take the listeners back just a step here. What was it that allowed Deval Patrick to win in Massachusetts? And because I wanted just everyone to know here, putting it in perspective, that Mitt Romney, a conservative Republican, now running for president on the GOP side, was his predecessor. So how can the state's voters go from electing Mitt Romney to electing Deval Patrick?
Well, the lieutenant governor, Ms. Healey, ran a very weak campaign. Governor Patrick ran from day one, although he was in a congested Democratic primary. He ran a grassroots campaign. He connected with voters. Voters felt comfortable with his leadership, and he won overwhelmingly, in a Democratic-leaning state. I think Ms. Healey made some very important errors. She ran some campaign ads featuring a white woman going into a looked like a tunnel or a garage with a grainy backdrop, and suggested that Governor, at the time Deval Patrick, would be weak on crime. It backfired, and it caused voters to seriously question her judgment, and Deval Patrick won with over 20% of the vote, more than 20% of the vote. So I think it was not an easy campaign. He had to fight for it. He was a good candidate, and clearly Governor Patrick now must focus on getting the government there to function better. The former governor, Mitt Romney, left with a strong disapproval rating. People, while he's running for president, voters in Massachusetts gave him an overwhelming negative approval rating. So Governor Patrick has an opportunity to turn things around.
Joe Watkins, I want to hear your version of this story. Why did he win handily, given that his predecessor was Mitt Romney, a conservative Republican?
Well, I think the voters judge the candidates based on who they are and what they'll do at the time. And Mitt Romney, of course, was elected governor of Massachusetts. He did a great job as governor, and he's in a very good position right now as a candidate for the presidency of the United States, for the Republican nomination, that is. I think he's going to be a very, very strong candidate in that regard. But I think Deval Patrick ran a very good race, and I think Don Brazile said it right, that he ran a very, very strong grassroots campaign. He talked to the voters. The good thing that it says about voters in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is that they're much bigger than color, that they looked at the candidates and they voted for candidates based upon how they felt about what they were saying, not based on the color of their skin. That's a wonderful statement for all of America, that that kind of thing is happening now in this country. We had a great candidate in Lieutenant Governor Healey. She came up short on Election Day, and Deval Patrick won a very, very strong race.
One last question on this topic, Donna and Joe, which is, does he fit in with the likes of Harold Ford, Barack Obama, sort of new generation black politics? What does he stand for? What does he say is his calling card in terms of his agenda?
Well, if you look at his inaugural speech, I thought he gave one of the best inaugural speeches of all of the newly elected governor. He's an optimist. He's someone who comes from a long tradition of fighting for social justice. He hails from Illinois, where he grew up on the south side of Chicago. In his State of the State speech, he talked about the poor, the young. He talked about public schools that often fail poor kids. He talked about building hope in hospitals and community centers. And he talked about using the great strength of the people of Massachusetts to help the least of these. So I think the jury's still out on him. Clearly, he's gotten off to a very difficult beginning, but I know Deval Patrick personally, and knowing this good man, I know he will turn things around and get back on his feet.
And you should have mentioned, I think he was also head of the Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department under President Clinton.
That is correct.
Right.
And he had an exemplary career there and well-respected by both sides of the aisle.
But Joe Watkins, do you see him fitting in with this kind of new generation black political leadership, or is he of some other school, and exactly what does he stand for in your mind?
All three of them are great candidates and certainly leaders of the future, Harold Ford, Barack Obama, and Deval Patrick, but three very different candidates, three very different politicians. Harold Ford, of course, much more conservative politically than the others, somebody who openly talked about his faith on the campaign in Tennessee, ran a very, very strong race for the U.S. Senate in Tennessee, and he's somebody who I'm sure will be back, given the fact that he's got this great position now, I believe, at Merrill Lynch. That'll be a great springboard for him if ever he wants to run again for a political office statewide or nationally. Barack Obama, of course, his story is being made as we speak, and right now he's still in the honeymoon period with Americans as they get to know him better, but he'll have to answer to some of the tougher questions about his voting record as a member of the Illinois State Senate and also talk more clearly and specifically about where he'd like to take America as it relates to the war in Iraq and domestic issues.
By the way, on that voting record, what are you referring to?
I'm referring to the fact that when he was a member of the Illinois State Senate, on several occasions he chose to vote present on some very, very important issues. And that's something he's going to have to answer.
Such as
partial birth abortion. How can you be a candidate for the presidency of the United States and not have a position on partial birth abortion, to either be for it or against it, and explain why? He chose to vote present.
All right. Joe Watkins is a member of the government relations firm at Buchanan, Ingersoll & Rooney. He was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. And Donna Brazile, former campaign manager during the 2000 campaign for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore. Donna, Joe, thanks so much for joining us this week.
Thanks, Juan.
Thank you.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us every Thursday with news from the Capitol on Political Corner.